The shaman is a person who has, in his late childhood, early youth, could be male or female, had an overwhelming psychological experience that turns them totally inward. The whole unconscious has opened up and they've fallen into it. And it's been described many, many times, and it occurs all the way from Siberia right through the Americas down to Tierra del Fuego. It's a kind of schizophrenic crack-up, the shaman experience.
What kind of experience?
Dying and resurrecting, you know, being on the brink of death and coming back, actually experience the death experience. People who have very deep dreams. Dream is a great source of the spirit. And then people who in the woods have had mystical encounters.
Well, let me try to be specific about it. The shaman becomes some person in a society who is drawn by experience from the normal world into the world of the gifted.
That's right.
Most of us think of shaman as a magician, but they play a much more important role than simply being a
trickster. Oh, no, they play
trickster.
The role that the priesthood plays in our society.
These are the now, first priests?
Well, there's a major difference, as I see it, between a shaman and a priest. A priest is a functionary of a social sort. The society worships certain deities in a certain way, and the priest becomes ordained as a functionary to carry on that ritual. And the deity that to whom he is devoted is a deity that was there before he came along. The shaman's powers are symbolized in familiars, deities of his own personal experience. And his authority comes out of a psychological experience, not a social ordination. Do you understand what I mean?
And the one who had this psychological experience, this traumatic experience, this ecstasy, would become the interpreter for others of things not seen?
He would become the interpreter of a heritage of mythological life, you might say, yes.